We're in all competitions. You know, next year will take care of itself. Sorry, next season will take care of itself. Right now, we're living in the moment. Manuel Pellegrini is our manager, and we're going to try and win as many competitions as we can with him.
It's lovely to hear those sentiments expressed, Joe. Is that how everybody feels in the dressing room?
I can't talk for everyone, but I think it's pretty obvious that we... there's no revolt. That's not the reason why he's not managing us next season. We enjoy playing under him. We play expressive football. We've been there and thereabouts since the moment he stepped through the door, winning stuff, not quite winning stuff, and we're going to keep going on with that. You can see with his demeanour and how he is, he's in control of the situation, and his thought process isn't next season. His thought process is to win four competitions, and we've got to try and win as many as we can.
I know a lot of City fans have said that he's managed with dignity the way that he's handled the situation, because I'm guessing that you and him had an inkling of what might happen, even if you didn't know for sure.
Yeah, I think, there was obviously an idea of it, and there's been a lot of rumours flying around, but I think the club that we are now, we are a classy club, and we do things the right way. It's the club's decision that Manuel's not going to carry on managing next season. Therefore, it's been worked together with him. He's got enough time to sort himself out. And like I say, next season's next season. That's couldn't be any further from any of our mindsets right now. Right now, like I say, we've got Manuel as our manager, and we're fighting on all fronts.
Does that mean Pep Guardiola's out of your mind, or do you have an opinion on him coming in?
That will take care of itself. That will take care of itself. Right now, my focus is with the players that I'm with and the management staff that I'm with.
One of the things that you've shown a lot recently, because you always go over to the away fans, and you seem to have built a real determination to show that you're one of the big personalities in this team. Is that something you've just grown into, or is that something you've made a conscious decision to do?
I don't want to show anything. I am who I am. I love being part of this team. We've got some really good teammates that I really enjoy playing with, and I'll continue doing that. I really appreciate our support. It's a big effort. It's all very well us fighting on all four fronts, but they've got to pay the money to travel the length and breadth of the country, and a Tuesday night in early February away at Sunderland is not easy. It's not easy for us, and it's not easy for them, so we appreciate them, and I can tell they appreciate us.
I know it's a team game, and I know everybody should be a captain of sorts, but you act like a captain at times.
It is what it is. I've been here long enough now. I've got to take some sort of responsibility for the club, and everyone shows it in different ways. You might notice that for me, clapping the fans was all very well, and I might get good rapport with him, but I think more importantly are the people who put the work in on the pitch. It's all very well doing the easy stuff at the end when we've got a result, but I'm sure they'll appreciate the boys that work hard on the field, and we all appreciate the fans, that they appreciate us, and that's why we're in an upward direction.
How big is the Leicester game now?
Yeah, it's big. It's exciting. It's nice to be able to focus on them, because obviously we've had so much else to worry about, and we've also had the thought process over the next game is the most important. So therefore, Leicester is the next game, so it's very important.
I think you asked a question last week. You were asked a question last week about Pep, and you said you were excited. You'd love the chance to work under him.
I didn't say that. Someone asked me what do I think of Pep Guardiola, and I said, well, I don't know him. From what I can see, I'm sure he'd be a pleasure to play under. But I'm very happy with the two managers that I play under, Roy and obviously Manuel.